今天咱们要聊的呢是这个霍尔木兹海峡一旦被封锁。
Today, we're going to talk about what would happen if the Strait of Hormuz were blocked.
会对全球的油价、化纤、服装产业的成本和利润
will affect the global oil price and the cost and profit of the petrochemical fiber clothing industry.
产生什么样的连锁反应
？What kind of chain reaction will occur?
以及为什么这个时候链化一体化的企业和航运公司反而可能受益
？And why companies and shipping companies that integrate refining are likely to benefit at this time？
而那些做化纤纺织出口的企业可能会面临比较大的压力。
And companies that export synthetic fiber textiles may face significant pressure。
是啊。
Yes。
这个确实是一个涉及到全球产业链的有意思的话题。
This is indeed an interesting topic involving global supply chains.
那我们就直接开始吧。
Then let's start right away.
我们先来了解一下霍尔木兹海峡到底在全球的能源运输当中扮演一个什么样的角色。
Let's first understand what role the Strait of Hormuz plays in global energy transportation.
如果这个地方真的被封锁了
If this place is really blocked,
会对油价产生什么样的影响
What impact will it have on oil prices?
霍尔木兹海峡是全球非常重要的一个能源运输的咽喉要道
The Strait of Hormuz is a very important energy transportation route in the world.
全球大概有 30% 的海运原油和 20% 的液化天然气都要经过这里每天有差不多2000万桶的原油
Approximately 30% of the world's crude oil and 20% of the liquefied natural gas LNG passed through here with approximately 20 million barrels of crude oil passing through daily
经过这里运往世界各地
After being transported to all over the world
这么看来
From this perspective,
这个海峡的战略地位真的是太重要了。
The strategic importance of this strait is really very important.
那如果真的封锁了，会发生什么
？What if it really gets blocked?
如果是极端情况，完全封锁的话
，In the case of a complete lockdown,
那每天就会有1500万桶的原油供。
That means there will be a supply of 1.5 million barrels of crude oil every day.
并直接从市场上消失。
Disappear directly from the market.
这就占了全球需求的15%。
This accounts for 15% of global demand.
天
哪
Oh my God.
那这个油价肯定是会暴涨啊。
Then the oil price must be skyrocketing.
短期可能布伦特原油就会冲到90到100美元一桶。
In the short term, Brent crude oil may rise to $90 to $100 per barrel.
就是完全是恐慌情绪主导的一个溢价。
It's completely driven by panic.
如果封锁持续时间长了
，If the lockdown lasts for a long time,
比如超过25天。
For example, more than 25 days.
那油价甚至可能会涨到130到150美元一桶以上。
The oil price may even rise to $150 to $150 per barrel or more.
就是会出现这种需求被破坏的情况。
This is the situation where the demand is disrupted.
大家就会真的感受到什么
？Will everyone really feel something?
要油比衣服贵。
Oil is more expensive than clothes.
好。
Okay.
咱们来分析一下这个涨价是怎么从原油开始一步一步的传导到我们的衣柜的。
Let's analyze how the price increase, starting with crude oil, has gradually spread to our wardrobes.
首先我们要关注的就是这个上游的石化和化纤行业。
First, we need to pay attention to the upstream petrochemical and synthetic fiber industry.
这一轮油价的暴涨
This round of oil price surge
对他们的成本、利润和股价分别带来了哪些具体的变化。
What specific changes did their price increase and stock price bring?
在这个产业链里面
In this industry chain,
原油首先会被加工成石脑油
Crude oil is first processed into gasoline.
然后石脑油会被加工成 PX, PX 再被加工成 PTA 或者 MEG。
Then the crude oil will be processed into PXBX, which will then be processed into PTA or MEG.
最终才会变成我们熟悉的涤纶。
Only then will it become the familiar polyester.
锦纶、氨纶这些化纤的原料。
Nylon and spandex, these synthetic fiber raw materials.
OK.
这一轮的价格上涨是非常惊人的。
Okay, this round of price increase is really amazing.
像 PTA 十天就涨了20%以上。
PTA rose by more than 20% in just 10 days.
涤纶短纤十天涨了25%以上。
Polyester short line has risen by more than 25% in 10 days.
更夸张的是
More exaggeratedly,
涤纶 POY 直接从7000块钱一吨
Polyester POY directly from 7000 yuan per ton
涨到了9600块钱一吨
reached 960 yuan per ton
涨幅超过35%
up 35%
这些数字真的挺吓人的那是不是所有的企业都受到了同样的冲击呢
These numbers are really shocking. Are all companies affected in the same way?
其实分化非常明显。
The differences are very obvious.
像那种量化一体化的龙头企业。
Like a leading enterprise in integrated quantitative solutions.
比如说恒力、荣盛。
For example, Hengli Rongsheng.
他们是可以通过上游的盈利来对冲下游的成本压力的。
They can offset the cost pressures of the downstream through upstream profits.
所以他们的整体利润反而是增厚的。
Therefore, their overall profit actually increased.
股价也会比较坚挺，甚至上涨。
The stock price will also be relatively stable and even rise.
但是像那些单纯做化纤的工厂
However, like those factories that only produce synthetic fibers,
比如说同坤、新凤鸣这种他们的毛利率就会被成本大幅的侵蚀
For example, companies like Kunzin Fengming have their profit margins significantly eroded by costs
而且他们又没有办法很快的把这个价格传导下去
Moreover, they also had no way to quickly pass on this price.
所以他们的盈利就会大幅的缩水。
Therefore, their profits will shrink significantly.
股价也会跟着大跌。
The stock price will also plummet.
明白了。
Understood.
那中游的面料和成衣制造环节。
The midstream fabric and apparel manufacturing link.
在面对上游原料的大幅涨价时
When facing a significant increase in the price of raw materials
他们的成本压力主要体现在哪些方面
What are the main aspects of their cost pressures
利润和股价又遭遇了什么样的冲击
What kind of impact did profit and stock prices have
面料
Fabric
在一件冲锋衣的成本里面
In the cost of a jacket,
占60%-70%,
it accounts for 60%-70%.
在普通的衣服里面也占50%-60%.
In ordinary clothes, it accounts for 50%-60%.
所以原料价格一涨,
So when the raw material price rises,
对他们的影响是非常直接的。
Their impact is very direct.
比如说一件500块钱的冲锋衣
For example, a 500 yuan windbreaker
原料成本可能就要涨40块钱
The raw material cost may rise by 40 yuan
如果是一件上千元的高端冲锋衣，
If it's a high-end jacket worth over 1,000 yuan,
原料成本可能就要涨60甚至上百元。辅料和印染环节其实也在涨价。
The raw material cost may rise by 60 or even 100 yuan, and the auxiliary materials and dyeing costs are also rising.
因为染料、拉链、
Because of the dye zipper,
纽扣这些东西也都是由石化产业链来的。
These buttons are also products of the petrochemical industry.
再加上制造和印染都是高耗能的。
In addition, manufacturing and dyeing are also energy intensive.
所以电费和蒸汽费也在涨。
Therefore, electricity and steam fees are also rising.
这就进一步的推高了。
This further drives it up.
他们的总成本。
这么多成本一起上涨，那
The total cost of the components has increased together.
中油的这些工厂真的是压力山大呀。
对。
These factories in the middle of the supply chain are really under a lot of pressure.
呀，面
Right?
面料厂的毛利率被压得很厉害。
The profit margin of the fabric factory is very low.
很多工厂就是不敢接新单。
Many factories are unwilling to accept orders.
因为接了也赚不到钱。
Because I didn't make any money.
一些成衣厂甚至从微利变成亏损了。
Some garment factories have even turned from making a small profit to making a loss.
特别是那些靠出口的、议价能力又比较弱的小厂，日子就更难过了。
Especially those small factories with weak export-oriented premium capabilities will have a harder time.
所以整个纺织制造板块的股价都是普遍下跌的。
Therefore, the stock prices of the entire textile manufacturing sector have generally fallen.
出口占比高的企业跌得尤其厉害。
Companies with a high export ratio have fallen particularly badly.
然后我们来关注一下下游的品牌、零售和消费者这一块，在面对成本的持续上升时。
Then let's focus on the downstream brands and retailers, as well as consumers in the face of rising costs.
终端的服装价格
Terminal clothing prices
市场的需求
Market demand
企业的利润和股价分别都发生了哪些变化
What changes have occurred in the company's profits and stock price?
终端的传导其实是有一些季节性的差异的。
The connectivity of the terminal is actually seasonal.
春夏季的服装价格暂时还是稳定的。
The prices of clothing in spring and summer are temporarily stable.
因为这些订单早就已经锁定了价格。
Because these orders have already been locked in at a price.
但是到了秋冬季
But in the autumn,
新下的订单成本明显上涨。
The cost of new orders has increased significantly.
所以服装的零售价肯定是要涨的。
Therefore, the retail price of clothing must rise.
涨幅大概在 5% 到 10%.
The increase is approximately 5% to 10%.
看来这个涨价在秋冬季会感受到特别明显啊。
It seems that the price increase will be particularly noticeable in the autumn.
那消费者的购买意愿有没有受到影响呢？
影响还是挺明显的。
The impact of the price increase on the consumer's purchasing power is quite obvious.
因为高油价推高了整体的通胀水平。
Because high oil prices have pushed up the overall inflation level.
大家的消费能力和消费意愿都在下降。
Everyone's consumption ability and willingness are declining.
所以衣服就不好卖了。
Therefore, the clothes couldn't be sold.
特别是化纤类的冲锋衣。
Especially synthetic waterproof jackets.
瑜伽裤。
Gober pants.
这些东西销量下滑非常厉害。
These products have experienced a very significant decline in sales.
相比之下,
compared to
纯棉和羊毛的衣服反而比较抗跌。国内的品牌
Domestic brands, cotton and wool clothing are more resistant to wear and tear.
比如海澜之家、森马
For example, Highlandjie.
他们还可以通过提价和优化供应链来缓解一些压力。
They can also alleviate some pressure by raising prices and optimizing the supply chain.
所以利润和股价表现都还算比较有韧性。
Therefore, both profit and stock performance are still relatively resilient.
但是做出口的品牌和跨境电商就非常惨了。
However, the situation for export-oriented brands and cross-border e-commerce is very bleak.
他们不光要承受原料和海运费的上涨。
They not only have to bear the rising costs of raw materials and sea freight.
还要面对外需的萎缩。
Still facing shrinking external demand.
很多企业的利润直接就被砍去一半。
Many companies have seen their profits cut in half.
股价也是跟着大幅下挫。
The stock price also plummeted sharply.
那说到海运费。
Speaking of sea freight,
咱们再来说说这个物流环节。
Let's talk about this logistics link again.
霍尔木兹海峡被封锁之后。
After the Strait of Hormuz was blocked,
全球的航运格局发生了哪些变化？
What changes have occurred in the global shipping landscape?
这些变化又是如何推高了服装行业的物流成本的？
How did these changes drive up the logistics costs in the apparel industry?
很多船只能绕到好望角。
Many ships can only go around the Cape of Good Hope.
这样的话
，sell
一次航程要比原来多40%的距离。
The distance of one voyage is 40% longer than before.
也就是多花15天左右的时间。
That's about 15 days or so.
Wow.
Now,
运输时间变长了。
The transportation time has increased.
运输的成本也直线上升。
The cost of transportation has also increased sharply.
像超大型邮轮 VLCC 的日租金
Similar to the daily rental rate of the large-scale cruise ship VLCC
一下子就从$20,000涨到了$210,000
It rose from $200,000 to $211,000 in a single swoop
保险费用也上涨了3%
Insurance premiums have also increased by 300%.
亚欧之间的海运费更是暴涨了150%到250%.
The shipping costs between Asia and Europe have also surged by 15% to 25%.
所以现在经常会有人开玩笑。
So, people often joke about it now.
说运费都比衣服本身还贵。
Shipping costs are more expensive than the clothes themselves.
你买一件衣服
You buy a piece of clothing.
就相当于给这件衣服买了一张环球旅行的船票。
It's like buying a ticket for a round-trip cruise.
接下来我们要看的是一个非常直观的内容。
Next, we will look at a very straightforward content.
就是整个产业链上不同环节的利润和股价表现的全景表格。
This is a comprehensive table of the profits and stock performance of all stages of the entire industry chain.
对，
我们来具体说说，在霍尔木兹海峡封锁的冲击下。
Let's talk specifically about the impact of the blockade of the Strait of Hormuz on us.
上中下游各个代表性的企业。
Representative companies from upstream, midstream, and downstream.
他们的利润和股价到底发生了什么样的变化？
What changes have occurred in their profits and stock prices?
背后的核心驱动因素是什么？
What is the core driving factor?
最受益的其实是上游的炼化企业。
The biggest beneficiaries are actually upstream quantitative companies.
比如恒力和荣盛。
For example, Hengli and Rongsheng.
他们的利润是大幅增厚的。
Their profits have increased significantly.
股价也是大幅上涨。
The stock price also rose sharply.
因为原油涨价了。
Because of the rising price of crude oil,
他们一体化的布局
their integrated layout,
帮他们很好地对冲了风险
they effectively hedged their risks.
相反
on the contrary,
中油的化纤、制造和成衣企业就非常惨了
the textile and apparel companies in the middle reaches are in a very bad situation.
比如同坤
For example, Kun,
新凤鸣
New Phoenix,
华福、百龙
Huafubei Long,
深州、建盛这些公司
Chenju Jire, Shang these companies,
他们的成本压力非常大
Their cost pressure is very high,
利润都是大幅的下滑
Profits have all declined significantly,
甚至亏损，股价也是普遍大跌
Even a decline in stock prices is common.
哎
，Al，
那下游的品牌企业是不是也受到了很大的冲击
？Are the brands downstream also greatly affected？
这要看是做国内市场还是做出口的。
This depends on whether it's for the domestic market or for export.
如果是做国内市场的品牌
，If it's a brand targeting the domestic market。
像海澜之家、森马，虽然利润会有小幅的下滑
，Although the profits of Highlands, IGR, and Sanmar may decline slightly，
股价也会有小幅的调整
，The stock price will also experience a slight decline，
但是整体还算是比较稳定的
，However, overall, it is still relatively stable。
因为他们还可以通过提价来应对国内的市场需求也相对坚挺。
Because they can also respond to domestic market demand, which is relatively stable through price increases.
但那些主要靠出口或者跨境电商的企业
，But those companies that primarily rely on exports or cross-border e-commerce,
比如跨境通、安克创新。
For example, cross-border town and innovation.
他们的利润就会被原料、海运费和外需疲软。
Their profits will be affected by the shipping costs of raw materials and the weak external demand.
三重夹击，利润会直接被腰斩。
Triple layer pricing will directly harm the profit.
股价也是会出现暴跌。
Stock prices can also experience sharp declines.
另外一个比较反常的是，物流和航运环节反而赚得盆满钵满。
One thing that is quite unusual is that the logistics and shipping sectors are actually making a fortune.
比如中远海控这种公司。
For example, companies like Shangyuan High Control.
因为运费和保险费的暴涨。
Due to the soaring freight and insurance costs,
他们的利润和股价都一飞冲天。
行
，Their profits and stock prices soar.
我们最后来总结一下这个事情的核心逻辑和投资启示。
Let's summarize the core logic and investment insights of this matter.
对，
我们先来说说霍尔木兹海峡封锁这个事情到底是怎么一环扣一环的影响到了服装的价格。
Let's start by discussing how the Hormuz Strait blockade has affected clothing prices.
产业链的利润和股价的表现呢
？What about the profits and stock performance of the supply chain?
其实整个连锁反应的起点就是海峡封锁导致油价暴涨。
In fact, the entire chain of events started with the Strait of Malacca blockade, which caused a surge in oil prices.
接着，化纤原料也会跟着暴涨。
In addition, the prices of synthetic fiber raw materials will also rise.
然后，面料和成衣的成本就会急剧的抬升。
Then the cost of fabrics and finished garments will rise sharply.
最终，衣服的零售价也会水涨船高。
The retail price of the clothes will also rise.
这个时候，整个产业链的利润都会受到挤压。
At this time, the profits of the entire industry chain will be squeezed.
不同环节的股价就会出现明显的分化。
The stock prices will show a significant divergence at different stages.
所以大家现在买衣服。
So now everyone is buying clothes.
其实买的就是石油期货，油价涨了。
Actually, I bought oil futures and the price of oil rose.
衣服也跟着变贵了。
Clothes are also getting more expensive.
以后买衣服都得先问。
After buying clothes, I will always ask.
含油量高不高了？
How much oil was there?
那面对这样的一个局势，
Faced with such a situation,
消费者，
Consumers,
企业和投资者分别应该怎么做呢？
What should companies and investors do?
对消费者来说，
For consumers,
春夏季的衣服价格暂时还不会涨。
The prices of summer clothes will not rise temporarily.
但是秋冬季要多准备点预算了。
But you need to prepare more budget in the autumn.
可以多考虑一些纯棉或者羊毛的衣服。
Consider choosing more cotton or wool clothing.
相对来说，受影响会小一些。企业的话，
For businesses that are relatively less affected,
如果是上游一体化的布局，会比较抗跌。
If the upstream integration layout is more difficult to bear,
下游的品牌也还可以。
The brands downstream are also good.
但是中游的制造和出口是压力最大的。
However, the pressure on the upstream manufacturing and export is the greatest.
所以企业要尽早地去推动供应链的多元化、原料替代和库存的优化。
Therefore, companies should proactively promote the diversification of raw materials and the optimization of inventory in the supply chain.
投资者需要尽量地去避开那些单纯做化纤、纺织、制造和出口的公司。
Investors should try to avoid companies that are solely engaged in the manufacture and export of synthetic textiles.
可以多关注一下量化一体化、航运和天然纤维相关的一些机会。
Please pay more attention to opportunities in quantitative integrated shipping and natural fiber.
好的。
Okay.
今天我们把霍尔木兹海峡封锁可能带来的连锁反应给大家捋了一遍。
Today, we reviewed the potential chain reactions that could result from the blockade of the Strait of Hormuz.
从油价到化纤到服装。
From oil prices to synthetic fibers to clothing.
再到各个环节的利润和股价，真的是牵一发而动全身。
The profits and stock prices at each stage are really interconnected.
没错。
Right.
那本期节目就到这里啦。
That's all for this episode.
感谢大家的收听。
Thank you for listening.
我们下期再
见。See you next time.
再见，拜拜，拜拜。
Bye bye bye.